Dogs are man's best friends, but they're not always the best match for jet setters. Or are they? Here's how to fly the globe with your four-pawed companion without cramping your style. Welcome to Pet Tales on Radio Daddio. I'm Jay Ginsburg. Whether you're going far away or staying relatively close to home, packing for your pup for a flight is completely different than packing for you. First of all, bring plenty of extra food, toys, even a blanket that reminds them of home. And don't forget a collapsible water bowl for on-the-fly hydration. Before your trip, register your canine with your airline. Many carriers have a maximum number of pets that can travel aboard any one flight. Also, make sure to check on crate or carrier dimensions and have as much identifying information as possible on both carrier and caller, including your home and destination addresses. Once you get to the airport, take a relaxing walk around the terminal. Some larger airports actually have pet exercise and relief areas. And please don't overdo it with snacks before the flight. Because, you know, dogs are prone to upset stomachs. When it comes to dogs, eat light before the flight. Now you're on the plane. Experts say avoid giving your dog any medication to calm them down, especially if they're flying in cargo. Now let's fast forward. Welcome! You've arrived at your pet-friendly hotel. And here's a reminder. Make sure the Do Not Disturb sign is on the door at all times. You don't want housekeeping scaring your best friend. And be sure to spend a little time with your pup acclimating to the new space. A few minutes of playtime can make all the difference. That's especially important in the case you venture out to explore the area, minus your best furry friend. Alone in a hotel room? What's up with that? If you happen to be fortunate enough to be in a foreign city, I suggest you visit bringfido.com to find local pet-friendly activities. And since you're staying at a pet-friendly hotel, try asking the concierge for restaurants with outdoor seating. They're likely to have lots of suggestions. And your dog will be saying, bon appetit! Please consider all of the above before you book your flight. And keep in mind, there's always the stay-at-home pet sitter alternative. Whatever you decide, safe travels. And thanks for joining me here on Radio Daddio for Pet Tales. Until soon, I'm Jay Ginsburg.